Welcome to the RCI Business Report for today, November 20th, 2019. Today, our report covers the Jamaica, Barbados, Trinidad and Tobago, and the Eastern Caribbean Securities Exchange. On the Eastern Caribbean Securities Exchange, the government of St. Lucia's 10-year bond auction on the ECSE's primary market platform raised $31.1 million. The competitive uniform price methodology used on the regional government securities market resulted in an interest rate of 7.25%. There were no trades on the ECSE on Tuesday, November 19, 2019. Here are some of the latest closing prices for the equities listed on the ECSE. Bank of St. Vincent and the Grenadines Limited, $6.17. East Caribbean Financial Holding Company Limited, $4.50. Grenada Electricity Services Limited, $10. Republic Bank of Grenada Limited, $45. Grenada Cooperative Bank, $8. St. Lucia Electricity Services Limited, $20. SM Horsford & Company, $2. Bank of Nevis Limited, $3.50. On the Trinidad Stock Exchange, overall market activity resulted from trading in 14 securities, of which 8 advanced, 2 declined, and 4 traded foam. Trading activity on the first-tier market registered a volume of 503,074 shares, crossing the floor of the exchange, valued at $3,005,358.28. JMMB Group Limited was the volume leader with 258,958 shares, changing hands for a value of $638,895, followed by Grace Kennedy Limited with a volume of 106,738 shares, being traded for $367,178.72. LJ Williams Limited B contributed 50,000 shares with a value of $55,000, while NCB Financial Group Limited added 42,922 shares valued at $465,705.08. The West Indian Tobacco Company Limited registered the day's largest gain, increasing 18 cents to end the day at $102.30. Conversely, JMMB Group Limited registered the day's largest decline, falling 3 cents to close at $2.47. Clico Investment Fund was the only active security on the mutual fund market, posting a volume of 12,337 shares, valued at $299,007.45. Clico Investment Fund advanced by 4 cents to end at $24.24. Calypso Macro Index Fund remained at $15.90. Epley Caribbean Property Fund Limited SCC Development Fund remained at 67 cents. Epley Caribbean Property Fund Limited SCC Value Fund remained at $1.70. Praetorian Property Mutual Fund remained at $3.05. The second tier market did not witness any activity. Morven Holdings Limited suspended remained at $12. The SME market did not witness any activity. Cinema One Limited remained at $6.80. The USD equity market did not witness any activity. MPC Caribbean Clean Energy Limited remained at $1. On the Jamaica Stock Exchange in Tuesday's trading session, the following reflects the movement of the JSE indices. The JSE USD Equities Index advanced by 1.89 points to close at 210.59. The overall market activity resulted from trading in one stock, of which one advanced, 0 declined, and 0 traded foam. Market volume amounted to 124,001 units, valued over $37,940.78. Proven Investments Limited USD was the volume leader with 124,101 units, followed by Cygnus Credit Investments Limited USD Ordinary Shares with 0 units, followed by Cygnus Credit Investments Limited USD Ordinary Shares with 0 units. On the Barbados Stock Exchange, one traded firm as 991 shares traded on the regular market with a total value of $2,893.72. Sagicor Financial Corporation Limited was the sole security, trading 991 shares at $2.92. Today's financial tip: what is meant by trading volume and value? The number of shares, bonds, treasury bills, or other securities traded over a given period of time is referred to as the trading volume. Trading value is the total dollar amount of these trades. Join us tomorrow for another RCI Business Report.